And
hello.
Hello, everybody. This is
Alexia and
Mia and
Megan
and
Charlie. And you are listening to Matter of Fact. And you're listening to 90.5 FM, WMFO, Medford,
Tufts Freeform
Radio.
Wait, Megan, can you introduce yourself one more time? Please, your mic was off.
I thought it was off.
My name is Megan. Hey, Megan. Oh, well, we got an awesome show for you guys today.
We are so excited for our little Halloween special we have
Halloween
going on
special
here.
Today.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I mean, we had to hit you guys with the Halloween special. This is going to be such a great show. We have some awesome, awesome songs. As always, we start off our show with No More Like That by Iafuan. And then, well, right now we're currently listening to the overture from Phantom of the Opera, which is, I just watched yesterday for like the 50th time this week.
Getting hyped.
Getting super hyped.
What do we have coming up next?
Coming up next, we got The Walters with Autumn Leaves, and then Baby It's Scary by Mustard Service.
Yep.
And then Drunk on Halloween by... Oh, we got a caller, guys!
Wait, how do I answer this?
Hold on. All right. Okay, hello, who is this?
Who is this caller?
Hello, guys.
Hi, who is this?
You tell me.
I have no idea. Who is this?
It's Scary Night, isn't it? With all the murders and all. It's like right out of a horror movie or something.
Hey, Nicola! You gave yourself away. Are you calling? Like, are you on your way over?
Do you like scary movies, guys?
I like what you're doing with your voice. It sounds kind of scary.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Don't start. You know we don't watch scary movies.
And why is that?
Because they're all the same. It's always some stupid killer stalking some girl who can't act, who always runs up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. They're ridiculous.
Are you alone in the studio?
Bro, that's so unoriginal, dude. You disappoint me, Nicola.
Maybe that's because I'm not Nicola.
So who are you?
The question isn't, who am I? The question is, where am I?
So where are you?
Outside WMFO.
What? Why would you call us from outside the radio station?
That's the original part.
Oh yeah? Well, we call your bluff. So wait, where exactly are you?
Right here.
Can you see us right now?
Uh-huh.
What are we doing?
Good try, Nicola. Hurry over, you're late.
If you hang up, you'll die just like Nicola. You guys want to die because Nicola didn't.
Okay, well, I don't know how I feel about that little call that we just received.
We need Charlie to lock the doors.
Charlie, can you restrict access completely?
Like, yeah, I don't think any Tufts student should be able to enter right now.
At all. Access or no access? Well, I think we need a little bit of a music break before.
We gotta get this sorted out.
We need to figure out what just happened there. So,
we gotta trace this call.
So we'll listen to some music and then we'll be right back.
Yeah,
guys.
We'll see you guys.
Talking about now. What are you talking about? about to show their ugly heads. I might not be the boy inside your dreams. I smoke a bit too much. My heart ain't hard to touch. I can't be second best, not to that. That heart inside your chest, I hope it's not a clog.
Wasted on you. door now. Back to a time that you tried to forget. Why is the music so loud? Take you to the lawn now. Did you think about me if I ever were to find out?
Well, hey guys.
Sorry guys, we got a little sidetracked last time, so I just want to catch you guys up on what we were just listening
intense.
To.
That was a little intense, that call that we had earlier.
Yeah. A little, like, it was kind of off-putting, honestly.
It kind of interrupted the music.
Bit. Kind of? Just a little bit.
Before we like got interrupted, in the middle of our interruption, we were listening to Autumn Leaves by The Walters, and then Baby It's Scary by Mustard Service, and then Drunk on Halloween by Wallows.
Yep. And currently we're listening to Lucretia, My Reflection by Sisters of Mercy. Then coming up next, we got Rama Llama, Bang Bang by
Royzen Murphy.
Then Devil Inside by NXS, and then we're up to our next talk break.
Before that, let's talk about what's our favorite Halloween costume
Actually, I just wanted to say to our listeners who listened in last week, guys, I found my ID and my credit card.
Yes,
that was
important.
Awesome.
That's
I was
important.
In class today and it was in my backpack.
Wait, so did you order a new ID?
I ordered a new ID. I have a new card and everything.
Well,
but actually, fitting into our Halloween theme, my old card, the last three numbers were 666. Isn't that crazy?
You should tell them the entire information.
Well, it's an old one. It's
now that's
replaced.
Invalid.
But
you
were saying, what's our favorite one?
This was a question in my class today, like an icebreaker question, was what's your favorite Halloween costume that you've ever had? For me, in fifth grade, I was Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
It was
that's
like
pretty awesome.
It was like in her like blue wig era too, so I really went all
awesome.
Out. And then this was in middle school, and we had a costume competition, and I didn't win, and I was really mad, because I did a really good job. There's this one girl that was just, like, a Pac-Man machine that didn't really win. Do you remember that, Megan?
Who?
Her name was, like, Brianna. She was only there for, like, a year.
I don't remember. Wait, we had, a school-wide competition?
No, it was just our grade in fifth grade.
Oh, well, I don't know if I participated in that, to be honest.
What about your favorite, Megan?
There was one year where I just, like, forgot. I didn't forget, but, like, I put off getting a costume, and so I had this mannequin head, because if you remember, that's like, the mannequin head trend, where people would, like,
dance.
Yeah, so me and my best friend in middle school, like, had these mannequin heads, so I literally just put on a sweatshirt and put the mannequin head on top, and I walked around, and I scared so many little children,
so
I felt
good.
Really bad.
The only way to do it. What about you, Charlie? pulling up his chair.
For several years in a row, when I was a small child, I was Thomas the Tank Engine. And so, as you can imagine, I had a big, like, Thomas the Tank Engine face on my chest. And so, it was, like, glued around the edge of the circle, and I ripped the glue on the top half so I could shove candy, like, down into his face.
That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty smart.
My favorite, I did a punk rocker in second grade. That one was pretty cool.
That is so fitting.
I had like a wig that was white and black and stuff. And I took, we had this Beatles like band game on the Wii, and we had a guitar, and I took it to school.
That is so cool.
But I think last year was pretty good too. I did Patrick Bateman.
Yeah.
From American Psycho,
which was pretty
awesome.
I can attest, it was very good.
Thank you.
It was accurate.
I love
even though it was subtle.
Halloween. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm having issues this year because like I'm trying to like save money, but also I love going all out. But
yeah,
we'll brainstorm.
Yeah, if you guys have your favorite, if you guys have any favorite Halloween costumes, feel free to call in at the next talk break.
Call in whenever we have a talk break.
Yeah, whenever
please.
We have a talk
today
break.
Today's a nice talking day.
It's the number is 855-915-9636. Once again, 855-915-9636. And tell us about your favorite Halloween costume.
Maybe. Or what you're going to be.
Or what you're going to be.
What are your plans?
True.
Where are we dropping, boys, this weekend?
Where, like, what's the game plan?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's too many. All right.
Yeah. All right. Well, see you guys at the next talk break.
See ya.
We'll be right back. lives makes you wonder how the other half died. Other half died. Makes you wonder, wonder. But here comes the man with a look in his eye. He's fed on nothing but full of pride. Look at him go, look at him kick. Makes you wonder how the other half lives. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Oh. Here come the world, the look in its eye. You're uncertain, but certainly slight. Look at the faces, listen to the bells. It's hard to believe we need a place called hell. Place called hell. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us. Devil inside. Ooh. Flesh on the mind. Words and weapons sharpen the knives. Makes you wonder how the other half died. A devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. The devil inside, the devil inside. Every single one of us, the devil inside. Devil inside, every single one of us, the devil inside.
Oh. Hey guys.
Hey.
We just wanted to kind of start talking now.
Let's get back into it.
We missed talking to you guys. And Alexia, I think it's about that time.
If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're
for
welcome.
That very,
glad
very
to inform
educational.
The people.
Yeah, I think it's very important to inform the people. Anyways. First, anyway, again, hi, Mama, Papa, and Eva. They have told me that I say anyways a lot on the radio. So
you do?
I will not be saying that word anymore starting right now.
So
for the rest of the show.
We're gonna tally up if you.
We are gonna tally up, mm-hmm. And we only
swear
had one.
Jar.
So, boom.
One and done.
One and done, quite literally. So, yeah. How are you guys' days? The very generic question.
My day was pretty good. I told Mia this, but Endicott, where I go to school, was doing an egg drop project. So like when you drop an egg and you try not, you have to like build something around it so it doesn't crack. and they were dropping it off of the parking garage, like the top of the parking garage, and I was getting out of my car going to walk to class, and I heard someone say, "Oh my god, don't do it yet," like someone's walking, and so I almost got wrecked by an egg.
That could have been the end of Megan.
That really could have.
Death by egg.
Also, that'd like, I'm a little afraid after that call. Like, today just is seeming kind of ominous.
Yeah.
And then we were, Friday 13th?
And then we brought up a conversation about pennies and if they were dropped from the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
But it's not true. That's a total myth. But if you dropped... Megan, it's a myth.
If you drop a pen, though.
If you drop a pen, throw a pen off the Eiffel Tower, then maybe.
It'll gain enough momentum to, like, kill someone.
But
like
there has to be no wind. Like an arrow. There has to be no wind.
I think because that'll mess with the
trajectory. What if it's, like, a really heavy, small object?
That's what I'm saying.
If it's, like...
Like a tiny marble? Piece of, like, lead.
Like a marble. Like a lead marble.
Like you drop a bullet
right.
from the
well,
top of the
yeah,
Eiffel Tower.
But it has to be...
If would you be, shoot a gun directly
well,
down, like
yeah,
obviously
Eiffel
that's
Tower.
A gun.
Quite literally.
Can we even yeah. talk about that?
Yeah, it, Charlie.
We're not hurting anybody. We're just talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. Don't worry about it.
Anyways,
Alexia tally.
Said it.
Tally.
Okay. Are we tallying for anybody who says the word?
I think so because I feel
okay,
like I say
so
it because you say it now.
Ready? Okay. Ready?
Mia
tally.
Has one. Alexia has one.
Okay. Let's see. Let's get this. Of
speaking
paper.
Of throwing things, when did you guys stop trick-or-treating?
How is that throwing anything?
They have nothing to do with each other. I just didn't want to say anyways.
I think...
You said it again.
Oh, yeah, that counts. I think what the last time I went was with you.
Griffin's here. Guys, our halfway guest is here. He's going to talk with us in the next talk break. But when did you guys stop trick-or-treating then?
I think it was our... sophomore year of high school?
Yeah. Do you remember what you were?
I think so, too.
Was that Coraline that year?
Aww.
I honestly don't remember, but that's a good costume.
It was a really good costume.
Our friend Ashton. You know Ashton?
Yeah.
She did Coraline last year.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at Art's House. You were there.
I was there, but
there.
Like, I didn't know anybody.
Yeah,
that's true. You wouldn't know who they were.
I think the last time I went trick-or-treating was also sometime in... Because I went with my sister a lot. Oh my god,
aww,
our
sweet.
Song is over.
Okay.
This is crazy. But we just listened to Devil Inside by NXS, just talked over Soft Cell's Tainted Love, and we are now listening to Girl
Anachronism by the Jezebels, and then My Girlfriend is a Wisp by October Country, and then we're going to have our next talk break. Okay,
right,
see you
guys. Bye.
Bye.
From the scars on my arms and the cracks in my hips and the dents in my car and the blisters on my lips that I'm not the carefulest of girls. You can tell from the glass on the floor and the strings that are breaking and I keep on breaking more and it looks like I am shaking but it's just the temperature. Then again, if it were any colder I could disengage. If I were any older I would act my age, but I don't think that you believe me. It's not the way I'm meant to be, it's just the way the operation made me. From the state of my room that they let me out too soon and the pills that I ate came a couple weeks too late and I've got some issues to work through. There I go again, pretending to be you, make believing that I have a soul beneath the surface, trying to convince you it was accidentally on purpose. I am not so serious, this passion is a plagiarism. I might join your century, but only on a rare occasion. I was taken up in for the labor pains I did, and now the my hair and the bathroom full of flies that I'm not right now at all. There I go again, pretending that I'll fall. Don't call the actors, they've seen it all before. They'll say, just let her crash and burn. She'll learn, the attention just encourages her. And you can tell from the full body cast that you're sorry that you asked, that you did everything you could like any decent person would. But I might be catching, so don't touch. Don't believe in your immune to gravity and stuff. Don't get me wet because the bandages will all come off. You can tell from the smell at the stake that the current state is critical. But it is the little things, fine sense. The time it takes to break it, she could make up 10 excuses.
way the medication makes her. I don't necessarily believe there is a cure for this, so I might join your century, but only as a death will guess. I was too precarious, removed as necessary.
So, our other guest of the evening is here, as you can tell by the squeaking chair.
Yes, thank you so much.
Oh, hey.
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 What's up, Griffin?
So much. The first thing on my mind is gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just super grateful to be here.
Thanksgiving? Really? Already?
Hey, gratitude.
So soon?
Thanksgiving already?
We're glad to have you on.
Thanksgiving in October.
Megan, you were going to say something?
My friend Sydney, who I've been texting with, because she's listening, mm-hmm. she informed me that a tape measurer was dropped off the Empire State Building and killed a worker. So...
Yeah,
It's not funny, but
it relates back to our conversation, Griffin, that you weren't here for.
About dropping a quarter off the Empire State Building.
No, actually, about dropping a penny off the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, literally, bro. Like, that is so unfortunate. But anyways, yeah, thank you, Sydney.
Thank you, Sydney, for informing us.
And listening.
And listening
yeah,
and tuning
in.
One more thing. Thank you to my entire family. Mom, Dad,
yes.
Katie, Kelly.
Yes.
My entire family's listening, and I'm grateful. I'm very grateful for them.
It's a good...
Love you guys.
Gratitude is in the air tonight.
Mm-hmm. You weren't even here for our call of the... our first call of the
our
night.
Our first call is really scary.
We got a call by this... from this random number... that said that Nicola died.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
I was really, really upset.
Did Nicola die?
We don't know. We're trying to figure it out.
We don't know.
Can we, like, reach out?
No.
Yeah.
She's not responding.
We tried to lock down the station, but, like, somehow you got in. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know anything about what happened?
Are you the... What?
We let him in and we didn't even know if it was...
We didn't even check.
Shoot.
Where were you?
Where were you at 9:10 p.m.?
About 39 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago approximately.
In my kitchen.
Are you sure? What's your alibi?
I have roommates that can confirm that.
Okay, well, we're going to need to call them. because
I can call them right now.
You can call them right now.
Right now.
Okay.
On it. Do you want me to do that?
Yeah, go for it. All because right. because it's a very important matter.
I'm calling right now.
Okay. Let's see.
Leave a message.
Okay.
Oh, it didn't answer.
Oh, that's very suspicious.
Oh my god.
What if he's dead too?
Oh my god.
I have a question for you. Can you confirm that I was in the house about 30 minutes ago?
I can.
Thank you.
Oh, no, no, okay. No. What was he doing? No.
Shoot.
Okay.
Oh, we can
okay.
That.
We didn't get enough information, but, you know, likely story. Call back.
Yes?
What was Griffin doing at 30 minutes ago?
I'm not sure I can talk about it.
Oh, whoa. No, I give you permission to talk about
guys,
it.
Guys, guys, guys.
Literally.
Can you just tell them what I was doing?
Are you sure?
I'm sure, yeah.
If anything, I'll
mean.
I know.
I'm not really sure what he was doing, but he was in the bathroom.
Oh my
what?
God.
What?
Whoa. Whoa. Information.
Okay.
Well, okay. Well, we know you weren't. Well, okay, fine.
Okay.
Thank you for showing up.
We'll have to move on to the next, our next suspect. Our next suspect. We gotta call an emergency meeting, guys.
All right, guys. Well, we will be coming up with Stallion by The Garden. Then Some Kind of Hate by The Misfits, then For Whom the Bell Tolls by Metallica, and then Creature Natural by Miami native Palomino Blonde. So we will see you guys right after that.
See ya.
Yay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
This is our final talk break.
Final talk.
We just wanted to start a little bit early.
Yeah.
But
yeah. Our phone number again is
855-915-9636. Again, 855-915-9636.
Yeah.
If you guys want to call in.
Esperanza calling. Calling now. Not cute.
I wish Nicola could call in.
I know, but she's
too dead. Bad. She died.
She's
supposedly. And I mean, that's what the murder.
Oh my God!
Said.
Somebody's calling in. Ooh, we got okay. Well,
I think I know.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Marley.
Hi, Marley.
Hello, Marley.
Hi.
Hi, Marley.
How are you?
How are you doing, guys?
So good. Okay, so Marley.
Oh, I did it.
Marley went to a Pitbull concert.
Oh, this was a Pitbull concert.
Oh, God, this is true. I went to Pitbull. Dale.
Dale, yes.
Dale.
Yeah, I have a question. 305. I have a question. What's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever had?
I'll just go to what it was last year. I'm always very creative. Very low effort, but also full commitment. So last year I was, oh my God, what's her name? Ginny Weasley. But it's
okay. That's nice. Good.
That's awesome.
Classic Harry Potter movie.
Awesome. Mm.
Yeah.
That's
a
solid one. Very, very unique.
Yeah,
thank you. Pretty
awesome. Well, thank you.
On Saturday, I was Pitbull with the ball cap.
Yeah, Megan showed us some pictures. Pretty awesome.
It was nice. Awesome. Yeah. So awesome.
Well, thank you so much for calling
in. Thank you.
Thanks.
Love you guys. Thanks. Bye. You're having the best radio show.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye. Griffin, what is your favorite costume
I've ever had?
That you've ever had, yes.
My mom, when I was baby, mm-hmm. she made me...
When you were baby?
She made me into one of the Queen's guards at Buckingham Palace. Like, completely homemade.
That's adorable.
With the big old hat.
How baby?
I think I was in, like, first or second grade.
Okay.
Did you, like, stand still, like, how the guards have to be?
Yeah.
Like, the whole time you were trick-or-treating?
I was just carried around.
That's awesome.
Perfectly standing still.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you have to do the changing of the guards?
I did, except I was all alone.
That's so sad.
Yeah.
There's some kind of like language.
Yeah, I don't. What's happening?
Spoken, but not spoken.
Yeah.
Griffin, there's someone like in the window.
Yeah.
Behind you.
Should I check?
Oh my gosh.
I think you should check.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, guys! Griffin just died. Griffin, Ghostface just came in through the window and took Griffin and threw him out the window, and now Ghostface is gone.
Another.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Another victim.
Oh my God, wait. Oh my God, wait. What is he saying?
There's blood coming out of his mouth.
Oh my gosh, no.
Griffin, what do you have to say? What do you have to say for your last words?
Come to the...
Wow.
Oh my God.
That was so profound.
That's so sad. I think I'm still in shock.
I think we're just laughing out of shock. I laugh at funerals, you know, I'm one of those people.
Oh,
should we reveal?
Reveal what?
No. So, guys.
We totally didn't...
That was not scripted.
It was not scripted. Somebody not scripted. Actually came in and killed Nicola and Griffin.
And Griffin. But so if you hear Griffin on Charlie's Hour, it's the ghost of Griffin.
It's his evil twin.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, you guys, thank you for an awesome, awesome, awesome show. This has been Mia and...
Alexia.
And...
Megan.
And Charlie and Griffin, who is on the floor right now.
Rest in peace, Griffin.
And this has been Matter of Fact. And you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. So thank you all for tuning in. Stay tuned for Charlie's Hour coming up. Super excited.
Happy Halloween, guys. Happy Halloween. If we don't see you next week.
See you guys.
Bye.